Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hi, friends. I'm so glad you're here today. This coming Thursday is the 25th birthday of our son, Bradley, who passed away in November of 21 at the age of 21 from a skateboarding accident. We miss our son more than words could ever describe. On Friday of this week, we are having a memorial fundraiser for Fair Play Camp School in memory of Bradley and in celebration of his birthday and of his life. I'll provide more information about this event in the show notes if you'd like to attend. In remembering Bradley, this week's episode is part one of Bradley's celebration of life. This part is my talk from the service. Thank you for listening in. I'm Bradley's mom, and you may ask, why in the world am I up here? Well, my 21-year-old Bradley has the most beautiful story of victory that very few people know. And I've been a writer and a speaker for 13 years. And I've never shared his story. I've always told him that beautiful story was his to tell. The morning after his death, the Holy Spirit told me, Sharon, this is your story to tell. And I said, well, surely you don't mean at the funeral. He said, well, how else are they going to know if you don't tell them? I'm going to spend the rest of my life telling Bradley's victorious story. And I'm up here doing what the Lord told me to do, first of all. But today I'm speaking to everyone, but I am especially speaking to the young men in this room. I'm up here speaking for Bradley. Bradley was my son. Sounds so inadequate right now. I searched for other words to describe Bradley in the dictionary, but there are no words for the special person that he was. If you knew him, you knew it already. He lived big, and he loved life, and he had the most hearty, loudest laugh I have ever heard. And he has a permanent blue mark on his leg right here where I twisted it since he was 3 years old in church because of that laugh. But something that big you just can't capture. So sometimes you just got to let it go. You know what I wouldn't give to just hear that laugh just one more time? He had the biggest smile, the most beautiful heart when he would let us see it. He was my baby. I loved his bear hugs that just covered me. I mean, he'd just come in like a bear, and I'd be right here. I'm going to miss those hugs. And I've been telling you men who are big like Bradley like that, I hope people don't stare at us, but I'm just going to hug you. So women, I'm a grieving mama, so y'all just going to have to let me hug you big bear men. I'm sorry. If I knock on the door at night for somebody that's got a big chest like my Joe Tom, I'm coming for you, baby. You know, I can't go all eternity without them hugs. I'm going to need them. We're going to need them from all of y'all. And I was so overwhelmed today when y'all all gave us one. I appreciate it more than you know. I know in heaven now he's got a new body. But I sure do hope his hugs feel just like them bear hugs when I get there. I loved him so deeply. My heart is shattered in a million pieces. Knowing that now I have to try to find a way to live in a world without a Bradley. Wow. He was wild at heart, and he had a calling to adventure. He felt closest to God in nature, and it was his paradise out in nature. He recently hiked 68 miles on the Appalachian Trail, and he went to spend time with God alone. Every time he went alone, he gave his mom a nervous breakdown, but he still went. And right now, those nights I worried, I wish he was on the Appalachian Trail somewhere and I didn't even know. There's a part of me that does, but the truth of the matter is he's in a much better place than that. He came home on October 9th. It was just a month and a day later till he went to heaven. And I think God was preparing him for what was ahead. He had hiked and canoed hundreds of miles, some alone, some with Fair Play Boys Camp, which some of you are here, some with Boy Scouts. He was an Eagle, and he achieved that honor start to finish in 3 years, and it was one of his, next to being saved, that was one of his crowning achievements. I was getting by just great till these Boy Scouts come through, and that's the hardest part for me, because that he loved y'all. Next to Jesus and his family, he loved the nature, and he loved Boy Scouts. And he had just returned to scouting, and he was going to be an assistant scoutmaster to help other boys. And he worked at Camp Old Indian for a couple of years, and he impacted many boys' lives through those years. He loved the outdoors. The woods was his happy place. I had the pleasure of taking many day hikes with him, and we would sing and share and laugh and cry and pray and fuss and talk. The fussing was mostly me. I praise God for those hikes now, because those are some of the sweetest memories of him, just me and him in the woods with God. Those are going to carry me through these dark days coming ahead. Bradley was formed in my heart and not in my tummy. He was, in every sense of the word, my son. My husband and I wanted a second child. And after our older son, Taylor, was born, we tried to have another child for 4 years. And I longed for another child, and I begged God to answer my prayer or take that desire away. And he answered that prayer, and he led us to international adoption. And we began the process in 2000. Meanwhile, on the other side of the world, in Kharkov, Ukraine, a little 5-pound baby boy was born at 30 weeks to a 20-year-old unmarried woman. And even though she abandoned Bradley at the hospital, I will forever be grateful to her that she didn't abort him. And even then, he was not alone. God was with him. Psalms 139:16 says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." God had a special plan for Bradley's life. Bradley went to an orphanage that was understaffed and very poor. And the babies there, because they were understaffed and didn't have money, they couldn't be held and loved and cared for like they should have been. And when the wind blew, it blew right through the doors. And we saw that when we went there. And I'm sure the devil thought, I have this boy. I'm not worried about him. Nobody wants this throwaway boy. They just left. He's going to be mine in hell. For sure. For sure. But the Lord said, "Oh, no, he won't. Oh, no, he won't." Praise God. The devil underestimated how much God wanted my boy and loved him. And the Lord knew how much we wanted him too. In October 2001, my husband Scott and Taylor, he was 7, he was with us. We met this little precious 15-month-old boy face to face. That's what's getting me through today. Here he is. Here's my Brad. Here's my baby. God answered our prayers, and specifically Taylor's prayers, because he wanted a brother. And he moved heaven and earth to bring us all together in a small room in that Kharkov orphanage and into our family forever. A nurse was holding him when he walked into the room, and I will never forget how he reached out his little hand toward us as if to claim his new family. You know, he did things in a big way even back then. And he reached straight into my chest, and he ripped my heart, stole it right then, forever. And with tears in his eyes, Scott said, "We want him, don't we?" And I said, oh yes, we want him. This is the one I prayed for. This is our baby. From that moment on, he was ours. It's been a bumpy, wild ride, wonderful at times, heart-wrenching at others. It was right after 9-1-1 when we went to Ukraine. The travel was scary. We were on the brink of war then in the Middle East. It was right before the shock and awe stuff happened in Afghanistan. And God carried us through that, and we adopted our precious little Bradley. And we brought him home on November 1st, 20 years ago. We've had Bradley 20 years this month. And they told us that when the plane landed, Bradley would be a U.S. citizen. We landed in Memphis. I thought the wheels were going to fall off the plane. They bounced so much. It was the bumpiest ride landing, and I've flown a fair amount, and it was the bumpiest I've ever had, and it was just the start of the bumps. Bradley had trouble adjusting when we got home. He would reject our love. I would beg him to eat in his high chair, and he wouldn't. And I'd get him down, and I'd turn around, do something else, and I'd look, and he was trying to get crumbs off the floor. He was hungry, but he didn't trust me to give it to him. At times, he would have uncontrollable rages, and we'd have to grab him up to keep him from hurting his head because he would want to bang his head on the floor. He was so full of rage. He was unable to love and accept our love. And our baby was so broken from crying out for love and food that wasn't given to him. The devil thought, hot dog, they got him out of here. But they've not won yet. This boy's going to be doomed to a loveless life. Oh no, Satan, you're wrong again. But God. Time went on and Bradley grew and grew and grew and grew. But we poured love on him like Niagara Falls, praying that just a few drops would sink in, and he fought to reject it. He was impulsive, and he lacked conscience. Our lives at home were filled with chaos from a spiritual battle that raged over him and continued to the very day that he died. He was in church for his first week home from Ukraine, and he came to know about the Lord. And at some point, he came to know the Lord personally and intimately. He first said he accepted Christ when I led him around 5 to 7. And then as a young teenager while away at Fair Play Boys Camp. Thank y'all, Fair Play. I don't know exactly when he was saved, but the important thing is I know that he was. He re-examined his salvation and grew closer to the Lord during the last 3.5 years while he was living at Wild Orchard North Parish Sanctuary with some of the most amazing men you'll ever meet who loved him so much and sowed into his life. I've had many long talks with Bradley about his salvation, and he knew the Lord. I made sure, trust me, I nagged the daylights out of him, but okay, I made sure. People who are closest to him know how very much he loved the Lord. I have his journal now, and here's a page from around July this year. That's the most priceless of gifts to us now that he's gone. He wrote a prayer that morning. "Dear Lord, thank you for all you do for me, for propelling me forward. Let me walk in patience, Lord. Continue to let me handle responsibility. Lead and guide me in the challenge of blessing." Then in bold writing, he wrote, "I'm yours." That page is so priceless to me. And I know that was him because he hated cursive and he misspelled yours. I know it's him. But okay. His journal represents so well his struggles. He so wanted God and all he had for him. But the devil tortured Bradley. And when Bradley would listen to the lies, he would rebel and hurt himself and others in the process. The devil tried to stop him constantly from fulfilling what God had for him. I've always believed with all my heart that God blessed Bradley with special gifts of discernment and communication. And I've told him that these are mighty tools in the hand of the Lord for soul winning and for inspiring other people. But in Satan's hands, they're highly effective for tearing people down. I've encouraged him to use these amazing gifts for the Lord. And I told him I believe that God has a special purpose intended just for him. 4 weeks ago, out in this very parking lot, he came to a service. He was at a low place. He came in here and gave me that big old bear hug, threw his arms around me. He was really struggling with low self-esteem. And he cried in my arms like a baby. He said, "Mama, I just want to be normal." And I said, "Bradley, I've already told you. You can't be normal because God made you extraordinary." I always believed that his special purpose was in the future. Of course we do. But you know what? Since Wednesday, I've learned with all the outpouring of love for those Bradley has touched, it's been both humbling and encouraging to me to learn that his ministry of uplifting people and impacting lives is already in the fullest bloom. His journal is filled with prayers to God, prayers for his family, his sweetheart, Georgia, and his friends, filled with prayers for his Papa Hawkins and his Mima Hawkins, for their health. He loved y'all so much. Prayers for himself, begging God to make him who God wanted him to be. His prayer repeatedly in his journal was Psalm 51, 10 through 12, and it was underlined in his Bible too, and I read it the other night. It was in there again and again and again. And he said, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence and take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me of joy, the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." He begged God for a pure heart. On July 8th of this year, he wrote, "Lord, give me a new and clean heart. I pray Psalms 51 over my life. Lord, many days from now, let me keep submitting to you. Deal with my selfish heart. Let me walk in humility and be filled with gratitude." Bradley knew he struggled. He went out and back from surrender to rebellion, and he swung like a pendulum. I've never known anyone who was more pursued by the devil than my son Bradley. And I battled these spiritual battles with Bradley most every day of his life on my knees and with him. And I have pled with Bradley. I said, "Honey, trust the Lord. Surrender. You are no match for the devil. The battle is the Lord's." He would lean into the Lord and he'd start doing well. And then the devil would get him alone in the dark. And he would whisper lies to Bradley and he'd say, "You're not enough. You will never reach your goals. You can't do this. You're no good. Nobody really loves you." When Bradley would listen, he would start a cycle of lying and manipulation that pushed those who loved him most away. The devil tortured my son for his whole life as he relentlessly pursued that baby from the orphanage. He never wanted to let him go. And isn't that just like the devil? He wants the vulnerable, the ones that nobody wants. I was, and I am, so angry at the devil. And behind Bradley's beautiful smile, infectious laugh, and love for life was a young man yearning for peace who suffered so greatly. Praise God. He has that peace and glory, and his battles are over. And he is experiencing the precious victory that Jesus won for him when he died on the cross for him. I have never in my life known anyone who was pursued by the Lord more than my Bradley. There were spiritual battles from the start of Bradley's life with us. He had the most beautiful heart I've ever seen. At times, he just fought so hard to not let us see it. When he would surrender to the Lord, he was the most precious, giving, sweet, appreciative soul you could ever meet, who would give you the shirt off his back. I'm humbled and honored to have been called to be Bradley's mother and to have witnessed this beautiful, victorious miracle that God unfolded in his short life from start to finish. If he had given Bradley to us for a short time so we would tell him about Jesus and he would accept him, then praise the Lord, his will was accomplished. The devil did not win. You did not get my baby, devil. Our family has been blessed beyond all measure to have this angel in our lives. Praise God. Romans 8:28 says, God works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. I thank God for my precious son and how he had such a huge role in growing me in the Lord, making me a better person, more of a prayer warrior, more compassionate for hurting people. And I'm going to spend the rest of my life telling people what Jesus did for Bradley. But I'm going to tell them what Jesus did for me through Bradley. What the devil meant for evil, God has used for good in so many ways in the life of my son. God has used him to touch and impact our family's lives and the lives of so many others. During his short life, I know that will continue to happen in the future. His impact will go on and on. The light of Jesus burned brightly in his heart and poured through his brokenness. And no matter how hard that devil tried to diminish it, the more he broke my baby boy, the brighter that light of Jesus shone and overcame the darkness. I thank God that he loved my boy and me and Scott and Taylor. He answered our prayers. He brought Bradley out of a country where he most likely would never have come to know and accept Christ. And I know Bradley accepted Christ. I know where he is. I have absolutely no doubt. That one simple decision made all the difference and where he is now, for all eternity, and in the truest sense, that is the only thing that matters. As hard as it is that Bradley is no longer here with me, I find great peace that he was having the time of his life that day. Our hearts are broken in a million pieces, and I'm only standing because people are praying for me. All of us are, but God called our family to do this service tonight. It seems Bradley's gone way too soon, but we know God is sovereign. And because of this, we know that Bradley's life was well fulfilled at just 21 years old. Praise God that Bradley only felt joy that day, no pain. I know he skateboarded down that hill. He skidded in sideways in a cloud of smoke straight into heaven. And if I know him, he squealed in delight at the top of his lungs, hollering, "Wow, what a ride." And Jesus greeted him, and I can just imagine him saying, "There's my baby boy from Ukraine." Huh, the devil thought nobody wanted him. "Welcome home, Bradley." Then Bradley, I can envision, he grabbed Jesus and gave him the biggest old bear hug. And he laughed the loudest laugh that he could possibly laugh to the top of his lungs. I beg you, don't wait if you haven't made that one simple decision that Bradley did to accept Christ. Life is a vapor. It could be your turn next. Wednesday morning, Bradley woke up thrilled to be off work and spending the day with his sweetheart. That night at 11:30, his body was headed to Columbia to donate his organs to give others life. Could that be you next? Jesus is waiting with open arms. I want to say one more thing that God gave me this morning. I just feel led to share it, and I've got a verse I'm going to read too. But what he gave me was this. That story started with this baby, and that story ended, as I told, when he said, "My baby boy from Ukraine's here." The devil thought nobody wanted him. I would rather have Bradley 21 years and all eternity than have left him in this orphanage and him burn in hell for all eternity. So today, if y'all have wondered what's wrong with that mama and she ain't crying, I am celebrating from the soles of my feet to the top of my head because the devil didn't get my baby. Second Corinthians 4:16 through 18 says, "So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." Praise God, I'm going to be there with him one day. Won't y'all all come and go with me, please? I beg of you. Wow. Every time I listen to that service, it takes me right back there. And my feelings can be just as raw as they were that day. I miss my Bradley so very much. I still have a burning passion to plead with those that don't know Jesus as their Savior, that they would come to know him before it's too late. If you would like to talk about that with me, please visit SharonHawkins.net, contact tab, and send me your information, and I'll be happy to reach out to you to talk further. I'm so thankful that my son Bradley found his grace in the wilderness with God, and now he rejoices in heaven with him forever. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust him, and may his river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.